Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We're going to talk about how to get promoted today. One of the things you really need in life, you know, because everybody needs a job, everybody needs money, people need money to live. You can't drive, eat, sleep, drink, can't do anything without money. So it's a real important thing in life, and God knew that when he made humans. That's why he said, if you don't work, you don't eat. He said, there's some among you that are busybodies, going house to house, and they're mooching off everybody else. So don't let them do it. So make sure they go to work. The Proverbs says a lot to say about laziness and a lot to say about hard labor, about those that work. It talks about Proverbs 23 and 24. This guy goes by this field and it's all broken down and it's covered with thorns and rocks. Somebody's not taking care of it. Said, man, your poverty will come on you like an armed man. Said, man, you got to get up and be diligent. The hand of the diligent bears rule. The hand of the diligent, you know, thinks about plenteousness or is made rich. The thoughts of the diligent think about plenteousness. The soul of a diligent man will be made fat. The business of a diligent man will bring before kings. Hard work's real important. The Bible's full of scripture on work and laziness. If you just go through Proverbs alone and underline every time it talks about slothful or lazy or working hard, you'll find out, you know, hard work gets you promoted. You know, my dad always taught me something when I was young. He said, son, if you'll pay your tithe and you'll work hard, you'll get opportunities others won't get. You know, because most people just don't want to work. So to get promoted, you need several things. I'm going to give you three on this little session right here. Three things you need for promotion. Number one is faithfulness. We're going to talk about that. They're looking for faithfulness. They want to make sure if you say you're going to show up, you're going to be there. You start at 8 o'clock, you ought to be there about 20 minutes early. Don't come in at the last minute. Faithful is real important. Most all employers are looking for faithful employees. Do your job. You know, what the second thing they're looking for is ability. Are you able? Which means you need to make yourself more valuable. You know, what can you do that's worth money? What do you have that somebody would pay you money for? You know, there's got to be something that you can do that. Third thing is character. They don't have to be looking over their shoulder, wondering if you're stealing stuff out of the storeroom or taking something. They want to make sure you got character. So those are sort of what we call the FAC or the facts of promotion. So what we're going to do is go through some scripture today and help you out and let you know what you need to do, because I've always had great favor in my life from a young child, because I realized something. Number one, if you'll work, people hire you because they want you to help them make more money. They don't care who you are. They really don't care a whole lot other than can you help them. You know, if you ever do any courses in marketing in college, they will teach you a few base things about marketing. That in marketing, you have basically 3 sentences or 15 seconds not to tell somebody what you can do, but to identify their need. You know, I know what you need. I know exactly where you are and what you need. If you can identify their need and basically let them know you can meet it, they don't care anything much about you because they want help. Everybody wants a little bit of help. And so promotion is real important. So I'm going to give you some scriptures and look at some things, give you some personal illustrations that promotion is really fairly easy. What happens is you get off on a negative foot, and then you'll get your mouth running the wrong direction, and God doesn't honor negative talk. God does not honor griping or complaining. God inhabits the praises of his people, not the gripes. So all of a sudden you get mad. You think, well, the boss didn't treat me right. Somebody's got my promotion. This company stinks. They're no stinking good. I don't know why I work here. I ought to quit. Trust me, with that attitude, promotion is not coming. If you're not praying for those in authority over you, whether you like them or don't, the Bible says, if you want to lead a quiet, peaceful life in all godliness, which is where there's profitability and honesty, then pray upline. You don't cuss your company. You don't cuss your boss. You don't talk behind their back. You don't speak negative things. Don't ever say something in private you're not willing to say in public. Don't do it. Shut it down, because somebody is going to quote you yapping around the water fountain. I'll promise you that's going to beat it back to the boss some way. You go talking negative about your company and your job, trust me, the devil will see that your boss hears about that, because the devil hates you. He'll take your job right out for money if you get a chance. So there's certain things we need to teach our young people before they go into the workplace that are just certain ethics you need to practice, okay? If you do what's right, maybe one day they'll put your name on the building. You don't have to worry about working for somebody that's not fair and just. You can become the boss. That's why you ought to put the righteous in authority, because the people rejoice. You put the wicked in authority, the people, they'll mourn. So let's talk about faithfulness. I'm going to read you something out of the book of Luke. chapter 16, Jesus is talking here. Just to give you an idea about faithfulness. Here's a story. It's a story he's telling. Jesus told this story to his disciples. Luke chapter 16, verse 1, now the New Living Translation. He said, there was a certain man, rich man, who had a manager handling his affairs. By the way, let me mention this out of this one sentence. There was a certain rich man who had a man working for him. Rich people hire people. Poor people don't hire people. So sometimes, especially when we're dealing with politics and elections, they always make out rich people to be the bad guy. The reason I'm poor is because somebody's got all the money. Well, that's not true. There's plenty of money. Rich people get rich because they work hard, according to the Bible. Now, there are a few thugs and things and whatever, but most people that get rich do so because they work hard, not because they're Christians, not because they're saints, because it's a law. God says, I reign on the just and the unjust. You a heathen farmer, you work the laws of farming, you're a rich heathen farmer. You're a Christian farmer, you don't work the laws of farming, you're a poor Christian farmer. God's no respecter in that regard. Prosperity is for everybody if you want to work to get it. So what I want to point out here, rich people give jobs, poor people don't. So the more you tax the rich, it's like biting the hand that feeds you. All my life, I'm 56, I've never once ever in my life had a poor person hire me. Only rich people hire me. Yet everybody wants to kill off the rich, you know, then who's going to give you a job? Who's going to have the jobs? Who's going to own the industries and the businesses? So today, a lot of negative publicity about people that own things. You know, the problem is most people are just jealous. They wish they owned something. Well, then start making some inroads toward that way. Don't just sit there and throw rocks. There's no saying, don't curse the darkness, light a candle. And so people get a wrong idea about money, about people, about industry, about philanthropy. It's like, man, thank God for America. We're the richest nation on the face of the planet. I like living here. I don't want to live in a poor country. There's no opportunity. There's high crime in a poor country. People steal more. You know, you go to Albania today, Albania's got an 80% unemployment rate. 80, not 8, 80. That's why you get robbed a lot in Albania. You can get stole from. Why? There's no jobs. You need jobs, you need industry, you need money flowing, you need prosperity, you need roads and infrastructure, you need power lines, you need water supply, you know. You can't have it. So God bless America. Listen, we're not perfect. There's nothing perfect. But if you haven't noticed, people are still coming here because there's jobs here. They don't come here for the scenery. They come here for the jobs. And everybody needs a job. You don't work, you don't eat. And rich people give jobs. Just a little thought. You know, you can do that what you want. But it says here, Jesus is saying, a rich man had an employee, a manager, handling his affairs. And one day a report came. Reports are always coming to bosses. You understand that? That's why you need a good name, a good reputation. You need to do what's right. Keep your mouth shut. Don't badmouth anybody, because trust me, you might as well strike a match to a gasoline lake. That information is going right to the top. The devil will see to it. Nobody keeps a secret, people. Nobody. James says this, no human can tame the tongue. Tongue's an evil thing, full of restless evil and poison, and said it'll set the course of your life on fire from hell itself. No human can keep a secret, so don't tell any secrets, okay? If you don't want somebody else knowing it, don't tell it. Just a thought. One day a report came to the manager that his manager was wasting his money. I've got somebody hired. He worked for me. I just heard they're wasting my money. I hired them to help me make money. I didn't hire them to cost me money. People don't want to hire people that cost them money, that don't do their job. And he said they're wasting their money. So the employer called him and said, what is this I hear about you? Get your report in order, because you're going to be fired. You're going to lose your job. Why? Because you've not done your job. You've actually stole on your job. So I'm going to fire you. The manager thought to himself, oh man, now what? My boss has fired me. I don't have the strength to dig ditches. I'm too proud to beg. Ah, he thought, I know what I'll do to ensure I have plenty of friends who will give me a home when I'm fired. So he began to invite each person who owed money to his boss to come in and discuss the situation. And he asked the first one, how much do you owe my boss? And the man replied, I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil. So the manager, who's a thief and a liar, began to work his work. He sat down and he said, I tell him, take that bill and quickly charge it to 400, or change it to 400 gallons. I just gave you half off. You don't owe my boss 800? I'm the manager. I'm saying you only owe him 400. Change that paperwork right there. And said, I know what I'm, and said, how much do I, he asked another man, how much do I owe my employer? And the man said, well, I owe him 1,000 bushels of wheat. And the manager said, no, take the bill and change it to 800 bushels. And the rich man had to admire, watch this, the rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. And it is true that the children of this world are more shrewd in their dealing with the world around them than are the children of light. And here's the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and to make friends. Then, when your earthly possessions are gone, they will welcome you into an eternal home. If you are faithful in little things, you'll be faithful in large ones. And some people say that on the job. Well, you know, if they give me more responsibility, I'll be good at it. They give me this little job, and I don't have much responsibility, and I don't really care about it. If you don't take care of the little dinky job you have, you don't get the big one. It doesn't work. That way, you've got to be faithful where you are. Faithful in sweeping the floor, cleaning out the trash cans, scrubbing the toilet. If you hate that job, you won't do a better job. It's an attitude. You know, people, well, if I was important, I'd do it, but it's not worth it. It's just this job. It's just a dinky job. People are watching. Reports are coming back. God's looking. Are you being a good steward over what you have? If you're not going to get promoted. You don't get promoted by doing a poor job where you are. You get promoted by doing a really good job where you are, taking on extra responsibility, increasing your ability to move up the food chain. So he went on and said, and if you are trustworthy about worldly wealth, then who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? If you're not faithful with other people's things, then who will give you that which is your own? So if you're working with somebody and you're not faithful with their stuff, their equipment, the parking lot, the bathrooms, so if you're just trashing stuff out, if you won't take care of something that doesn't belong to you, then you won't take care of yours. It's an attitude, Jesus says. And so if you want to get promoted, you got to start being faithful. I take care of everything like I own it. Take care of the trash can, the toilet, the bathroom, the hallway, my work area, the machine I'm working on. I don't beat on it with a hammer. I treat it like I bought it and I paid for it. If you can't treat stuff like it belongs to you, then you'll never have your own stuff. It's a law of the kingdom. To get promoted, you got to be faithful with what's handed to you to begin with. And some people just don't want to do that. They don't think it's worth it. They want to wait till they're important. They have an important job. Then they think, well, I'll take better care of an important job. I don't care about this little dinky job. Then you're not going to get a better job. Then Matthew 25:14 talks about the parable of the talents. The guy had five, one guy had two, one had one. The master left him in charge, came back. The guy with five doubled to 10, two doubled to four, one had just set on it. And he's talking about faithfulness. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I gave you five, you gave me back 10. Well done, good and faithful servant. I gave you two, you gave me back 4. Whenever somebody gives you a job, you need to make it better than it was when you got it. Always improve something. Every time I took a job, I want to improve it. I want to make it better. I don't want to leave it like it is. I want to show off. I do. I mean, it's just carnal. I want to look good. I want my area to look better, be better, and do better. I remember one time I was working, I was in management. Actually, I was a foreman on the second shift for a company I was working for. We had three crews, day shift, second shift, another. And so we were always competing. You know, we'd come in, well, how much did they produce on the first shift? And I'd look at the numbers. Now, the people weren't told that, just the management. Well, you know, you keep quota up, here's how much you need to produce. And I thought, you know, to get people motivated, you got to give them some honor. People are looking for honor. They don't want to just do it for the sake of doing it. I get paid, I don't care if I produce 20 or 2, I get paid the same. Well, that's a poor attitude. It's a real poor attitude. So I thought, we're going to beat this up.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.